الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، نستمر في هذا اللقاء وفي هذا المكان الذي سيذكر اسمه أخونا محمد في اليوم الثاني.
الشيخ حفظه الله ورعاه. He began by praising Allah سبحانه وتعالى and thanking Him and sending the peace and salutations upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. And he said, we will now proceed with the next sitting in the second day of the camp at the camp Tata, the short version of it, of course. And so, in the United States of America, of course, this is San Bernardino. This is the county of San Bernardino in California.
ونحن في يوم السبت العاشر من جماد الآخرة لعام 29400 الموافق الرابع عشر من الشهر السادس لعام 8000.
And this is the 10th day of Jamad al-Akhir, 1429 after the Hijrah, which coincides with the day Saturday, the 16th of June 2008.
قلت العاشر؟ نعم، قلت العاشر من جماد. طيب. وسيكون هذه المحاضرة الطويلة، وأسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفعني وإياكم بها.
Now this lecture will be a bit long, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He benefits us through this.
وأوصي نفسي وإياكم بالتصبر واحتساب الأجر.
And I advise myself and you to have patience and take into consideration that our reward is with Allah.
وأنا أدرك بأن قد نجد نوع من التعب في ذلك.
And I know that we might find some hardship in having to sit through such long periods.
ولكن لظروف هذه المدة قصيرة فاضطررنا أن نضغط الدرس.
But because our time is short, we had to really compact everything.
فتصبروا واحتسبوا الأجر.
So have patience and remember your reward is with Allah.
وقد أخبرناكم البارحة.
We told you yesterday.
عن فضل الجلوس والاجتماع على ذكر الله تبارك وتعالى.
The benefit and virtue of coming together and remembering Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
سيكون الحديث عن الكليات الخمس.
And we will be speaking about الكليات الخمس, which we will translate as the universal rights.
التي جاء الإسلام للحفاظ عليها.
That Islam has come to protect.
وهي كلية الدين.
And the first one is الدين.
كلية العرض.
It is religion. And the second one is العرض, which is your honor.
الثالثة كلية العقل.
The third one is your intellect.
الرابعة كلية المال.
Fourth, wealth.
الخامسة كلية النفس.
The fifth is yourself, يعني your nafs.
لقد أرسل الله عز وجل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق. الهدى يعني العلم النافع، ودين الحق العمل الصالح.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى, He sent His Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم with الهدى, which means الدين,
العلم النافع,
the good knowledge, والدين الحق, the عمل is the righteous actions.
ليظهره على الدين كله، أي ليختم به الأديان وينسخ به جميع الأديان السابقة.
So that it may be the final chapter in the sent religions. It is the final religion.
وبعد أن أرسل الله عز وجل محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بالإسلام.
And after Allah عز وجل sent Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم with الإسلام.
لا يقبل الله عز وجل من الناس إلا الإسلام.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى at this point does not accept from anybody except الإسلام.
كما قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الدين عند الله الإسلام.
As Allah تبارك وتعالى says, verily the religion with Allah is الإسلام.
قال تعالى ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه.
And as Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, whosoever seeks a religion other than الإسلام, it will not be accepted by Allah.
وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين.
And in the last day, he is from those that have lost.
ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says.
والذي نفسي بيده, هذا قسم. والذي نفسي بيده, أي الله.
He vows by Allah, the one whose his soul is in his hand.
لا يسمع أحد بي من هذه الأمة يهودي ولا نصراني.
No one from this ummah, meaning the people after Muhammad, will hear of him from the Yahud or Nasara except.
ثم لا يؤمن بالذي جئت به, أي بالإسلام.
They will not hear about Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and they don't believe in Islam,
إلا أدخله الله النار.
Except that he will enter the hellfire.
ويجب على كل مسلم أن يعتقد هذا الاعتقاد.
And it's binding upon every Muslim to believe this.
أن الإسلام هو الدين الوحيد الذي يقبله الله عز وجل بعد أن أرسل محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That Islam is the only religion that is accepted by Allah after Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was sent.
وأن الديانات السابقة كلها منسوخة لا يقبل الله عمل بها.
As for the previous religions, they have been abrogated, and Allah Subhanahu wa Taala does not accept acting upon them.
حتى أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لو كان موسى حيا ما وسعه إلا أن يتبعني.
So the point that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if Musa was alive, it would only be befitting of him to follow me.
وأن عيسى بن مريم عليه السلام ينزل آخر الزمان فيحكم بشريعة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And عيسى بن مريم عليه الصلاة والسلام comes at the end of time and he rules by the شريعة of محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
إذا علمنا هذا بهذه الأدلة التي ذكرتها لكم الكتاب والسنة.
And if you know this from the evidences that he has given us from the book and the Sunnah.
علمنا بطلان تلك الدعوة التي نسمعها بين الحين والآخر.
Then we know the يعني the falsehood of the calling that we hear every once in a while.
الداعية إلى وحدة الأديان.
That calls to interfaith. Brother, can you get some water for the Sheikh, please? افتخار. I'm looking at you. Yes.
وفي الحقيقة أن الله لا يقبل إلا الإسلام.
And in reality, Allah does not accept from us except for Islam.
وهذه الدعوة باطلة.
And this is a false statement. This is a false, يعني, calling.
الله تبارك تعالى قد ذكر أن اليهود والنصارى كفار.
See, Allah سبحانه وتعالى, He proclaimed that the يهود والنصارى they're kafir.
وأن مصيرهم نار جهنم.
And that their end state is the hellfire.
كما قال الله تعالى.
As Allah سبحانه وتعالى said.
لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين.
That those that disbelieved from the people of the book and the mushrikeen.
وقال في الآية الأخرى في سورة نفسها سورة البينة.
And he said in the same in another ayah in سورة البينة.
إن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين في نار جهنم خالدين فيها.
Those that have made kufr from the people of the book and the mushrikeen are in the hellfire and they will be there forever.
فكيف ندعو الناس إلى وحدة الأديان؟
So how now we call the people to interfaith and one to the calling of one religion.
ونقول كلها ديانات سماوية.
Everyone is calling them to combine the religions into one and claiming that they are heavenly religions.
نعم هي ديانات سماوية.
True, they did come from the sama, they came from the sky and their religions that were revealed.
لكنها منسوخة رفع الله العمل بها.
But they have been abrogated and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala no longer accepts act upon it.
وارسل رسوله بالهدى أي بالعلم النافع.
And he sent his messenger with الهدى meaning the good act, good knowledge.
ودين الحق أي العمل الصالح.
And the righteous actions.
ليظهره أي ليعليه على جميع الأديان.
That he may make it apparent over all of the other religions.
ولو كره المشركون.
Even if the mushrikeen they don't like this.
ولذلك جاء الإسلام ليحافظ على هذه الكلية كلية الدين.
So Islam it came to protect this fundamental and universal right that every human being has and it is to protect the true religion of man.
فأي شيء يعبث في الدين نهى عنه الإسلام.
So anything that plays around and يعني alters the religion, Islam prohibited it.
والدين عند الله والإسلام.
And the religion with Allah, the way of life with Allah is Islam.
وأمر الله عز وجل بالدعوة إلى الدين.
And Allah سبحانه وتعالى, He ordered us to call to the deen.
وأمر بقتال المشركين حتى يكون الدين كله لله.
And He ordered us to fight the mushrikeen until the deen, now deen meaning your religion or way of life, so I will continue from now on to just say deen. We fight them until all of the deen is for Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
هذا هو الواجب قتال المشركين حتى يكون الدين التدين العبادة تكون لله عز وجل.
And this is what's binding that we fight the mushrikeen until worship is for Allah عز وجل alone.
ولكن هذا القتال له ضوابط وله شروط كثيرة.
Now we need to know that this fighting has many conditions and has
ليس الأمر فوضى تأتي وتقتل.
It's not chaos that you just come and start killing.
لكن لو حصل هناك جهاد في سبيل الله صحيح مشروع بشروطه الكاملة.
But if there is a jihad that is put forth in the name of Allah with all its conditions and they are met.
فالمقصود من هذا الجهاد.
What is meant through the jihad.
هو قتال الناس لحملهم حتى يدينون الله بدين الحق. دين الإسلام.
It is to fight the people that they submit to the Deen al-Haq and they hear its calling.
قال جل وعلا قاتلهم حتى لا تكون فتنة أي لا يكون شرك.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He said, fight them so that there will not be a fitna. Fitna here meaning shirk, associating partners with Allah.
وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ لِلَّهِ
And the deen beats for Allah alone.
وَيَقُولَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ
And the Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ states,
أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أُقَاتِلَ النَّاسِ
I have been ordered to fight the people.
لماذا أمر الله أن يقاتل الناس؟ قال أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أُقَاتِلَ النَّاسِ حتى يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله.
Why has he been ordered to fight the people? He says, I've been ordered to fight the people until they testify that there is no deity worthy of worship except for Allah and Muhammad is his messenger.
ويقيم الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة.
And that they establish the salah and that they give out the zakah.
فإذا فعلوا ذلك فقد عصموا مني دماءهم وأموالهم.
If they do this, then their wealth and their honor is protected from me.
يعني لا يقاتل من الرسول ولا يأخذ أموالهم إذا شهدوا أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وأقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة.
Meaning he won't fight them عليه الصلاة والسلام and he won't do anything, he won't take anything from their wealth if they testify and bear witness to لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله and they establish the صلاة and they give the زكاة.
وأعظم ما حرم الله عز وجل صيانة للدين وحفظا للدين.
And the most that Allah سبحانه وتعالى protected in an effort to protect the deen.
حرم الشرك.
He may prohibit الشرك.
والشرك هو أعظم ذنب يعصي الله عز وجل به.
And shirk is the worst sin or the worst يعني نعم the worst sin that Allah سبحانه وتعالى the worst sin you could do toward Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
ومعنى الشرك.
The meaning of shirk.
عبادة غير الله مع الله.
Is to worship other than Allah with Allah.
مهما كان هذا المعبود مع الله عز وجل فهذا شرك.
No matter who it is that you're worshipping besides Allah, it is still considered shirk.
سواء كان هذا المعبود مع الله ولي صالح أو نبي أو رسول أو ملك.
Regardless if this is a righteous person that is close to Allah or a messenger or an angel, it doesn't matter.
أو كان شجر أو كان حجر أو maybe, كان شيطان.
Maybe it is a tree or a stone or some type of شيطان.
أو كان شمسا أو قمرا.
Or the sun or the moon.
أي شيء يعبد من دون الله عز وجل مع الله فهذا هو الشرك.
Anything that might be worshipped beside Allah or with Allah or along with Allah, then this is shirk.
وقد نهى الله عن الشرك في آيات كثيرة من كتابه.
And Allah سبحانه وتعالى He prohibited shirk in many آيات of His book.
وأمر بعبادته وحده.
And He ordered to worship Him alone.
كما قال تعالى إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
As Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, it is which means it is You that we worship and You that we seek help in.
أي نعبدك وحدك ونستعين بك وحدك.
That is that we worship you alone and seek help from you alone.
وقال جل وعلا يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى says which means O you people, worship your Lord.
الذي خلقكم والذي من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
The one who has created you and those before you that you may fear.
وقال الله عز وجل اعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا.
So that you may have taqwa and worship Allah and do not associate partners with Him.
وقال الله تعالى وقضى ربك أي حكم الله ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى He proclaims that your Lord has ruled that you should not worship except for Him and be dutiful to your parents.
وقد بين الله عز وجل بأن الشرك أعظم الذنوب وهو الذنب الذي لا يغفره الله.
And Allah سبحانه وتعالى He informed us that shirk is the worst sins and the sin or the only sin that is not forgiven by Allah.
وقال الله تعالى إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى He says He does not forgive that He be associated partners with.
ويغفر ما دون ذلك من يشاء. دون الشرك يمكن يغفره الله. لكن الشرك لا يغفره الله.
And He will forgive or He might forgive if He wills anything beneath that. Meaning anything beneath shirk, if Allah سبحانه وتعالى wills, He will forgive.
وبين الله عز وجل أن الشرك يحبط الأعمال جميعها.
And He showed us that shirk destroys and nullifies all of your actions.
مهما عمل الإنسان من طاعات.
No matter what the person does of righteous actions.
كالصدقة والبر والصلة.
Such as giving صدقة charity or connecting or keeping relations with the kinship.
والصدق والوفاء بالعهد.
And being truthful and being trustworthy.
والإحسان إلى الناس.
And being good toward the people.
كل هذه الأعمال لا يقبلها الله عز وجل يوم القيامة.
All of these actions on the day of judgment, Allah does not accept them.
إذا كان عاملها مشرك.
if the one that did these actions associated partners with Allah.
لأن الشرك يحبط الأعمال يفسدها يذهبها.
Because shirk, it nullifies the actions and it nullifies it.
قال الله تعالى لنبيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى says to his prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ولقد أوحي إليك وإلى الذين من قبلك أي الأنبياء والمرسلين من قبلك.
It has been revealed to you and those before you, meaning the prophets from before you.
لئن أشركت ليحبطن عملك.
If you make shirk, then your actions.
ولتكونن من الخاسرين.
And you will be from the losers.
فإذا كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المعصوم الذي لا يمكن يفعل خطأ.
So if it is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that is معصوم, he is free of shortcomings, he doesn't make mistakes.
الله يقول له إن أشركت سيحبط عملك.
If you make shirk, then all of your actions will be nullified.
فكيف من دون الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
So about the one that is less than the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وذكر الله عز وجل جملة من الأنبياء في سورة الأنعام.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave us a number of the prophets in Surah Al-An'am.
ثم قال ولو أشركوا لحبط عنهم ما كانوا يعملون.
After naming them, He says, if they had made shirk, all of the actions that these anbiya did would have been nullified.
والشرك يستوجب لصاحب الخلود في نار جهنم.
And see, shirk, what happens is the person will it becomes necessary for him to stay in Jahannam forever.
والحرمان من الجنة.
And then he never enters Jannah.
فمأواهم جهنم وبئس المصير.
So their place is Jahannam, and that is the worst of abode.
خالدين فيها لا يخرجون منها أبدا.
Forever in it, and they will never come out.
قال الله تعالى في بيان أنهم لا يدخلون الجنة.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى He clarifies in His state, يعني to clarify to us they will never enter Jannah.
قال لا يدخل الجنة حتى يلد الجمل في سم الخياط. أي لا يدخل الجنة حتى يدخل الجمل الكمل البعير في فتحة الإبرة وهذا أمر مستحيل.
So Allah سبحانه وتعالى He says that the people will not, these people, the mushrikeen will not enter Jannah until the camel, this large camel, will enter into the hole, the pinhole, the small pinhole.
وهذا مستحيل فعلق دخولهم للجنة على أمر مستحيل.
And of course this is impossible. So Allah سبحانه وتعالى proclaims again that it's impossible. You cannot enter Jannah in this state.
وقال الله عز وجل كلما أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها أعيدوا فيها.
And Allah سبحانه وتعالى says every time they try to get out of it, Jahannam, they're brought back into it.
فهكذا يتبين لنا أن الشرك خطر عظيم جدا.
And now this should become clear to us that shirk is a grave affair and is very dangerous.
فهو أعظم ذنب عصي الله به.
It is the greatest sin that the person can sin with.
كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لابن مسعود رضي الله عنه.
As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه.
لما قال أي الذنب أعظم يا رسول الله.
When he said which sin is the worst, Ya Rasulullah.
قال أن تجعل لله ندا شريكا وهو خلقك.
He replied back to him, عليه الصلاة والسلام, that you make for Allah an equal or a partner, and He's the one that created you.
الله خالقك تجعل معه شريك مخلوق مثلك.
So Allah سبحانه وتعالى, the one that created you, you're going to make something equal to Him, a creation just like yourself.
قال ابن مسعود إن هذا لعظيم.
Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه said, this is something great.
قال ثم أي.
He said, then what?
فقال أن تقتل ولدك مخافة أن يطعم معك وكانوا في الجاهلية يقتلون أولادهم يعني خشية الفقر.
So he asked him, what's next after that? He said that you kill your offspring in fear that they will eat with you. And in the times of Jahiliyyah, they killed their children fearing that their poverty.
وهذا من أقبح الذنوب.
And this is from the worst of sins.
أن يأتي الإنسان إلى ولده.
That the person comes to his child
ويقتله.
And kills him.
كل ذلك لضعف ثقته بالله عز وجل.
This is only because his trust in Allah سبحانه وتعالى is weak.
هل الجريمة البشعة قتل الأولاد؟
This is an ugly sin. And this is an ugly crime.
أشد منها وأخطر منها الشرك بالله.
So killing the child is an ugly crime. Yet making shirk with Allah سبحانه وتعالى is even more dangerous and ugly.
ثم يقول مسعود ثم أي.
Then Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه said, then what?
وهو يسأل عن أعظم الذنوب. قال ثم أي.
And then he's asking again, what are the greatest of sins?
قال أن تزاني حليلة جارك. يعني أن تفعل الفاحشة الزنا بزوجة الجار.
And he said that you make zina, that you fornicate with the females of your neighbor.
الجار له حق عظيم.
Because the neighbor, he has a great right over you.
وكان يجب عليك أن تحفظ حق جارك.
And it's binding upon you, or necessary, rather it's befitting of you that you protect the right of your neighbor.
حتى إذا غاب الجار تكون خليفة عنه في حاجة أهلي لو أرادوا شيئا.
To the point that if your neighbor is not present, you are the khalifa after him. You are the one that takes care of his affairs. Even if his family needs something, you're the one to make it happen.
وإلا بهذا الإنسان الخبيث.
And this dirty person.
يستغل غياب الجار.
He takes advantage of his neighbor going and leaving the house.
فيفعل الفاحشة مع زوجة جاره.
So what he does is he goes and takes advantage that he may fornicate with the wife of his neighbor.
فهذا قبيح جدا.
And this is very ugly.
إلا أن الشرك أقبح منه.
Except that shirk is even worse.
فالشرك أعظم الذنوب على الإطلاق.
Because shirk is the worst of sins, period.
لذلك يجب صيانة الدين من الشرك.
So therefore, it is binding that you protect the deen, your way of life, from any type of shirk.
وكل تشريعات الإسلام جاءت للحفاظ على الدين.
And all of the tashri'at, all of the legislations of Islam, you will find that it has come as a protection of this deen.
فنهى عن الغلو وهو المجاوزة الحد.
So it prohibited from extremism, and that is to go over the boundaries that you have been given.
كما فعل أهل الكتاب فغلوا في عيسى مريم فقال ابن الله.
As the people of the book did, as the Nasara did with Isa ibn Maryam, they said, and going past the boundary, that he is the son of Allah.
ونهى عن بناء المساجد على القبور حتى لا تعبد من دون الله.
And Islam prohibited from building upon the graves any masajid so that the people will not worship the graves.
ونهى عن مشابهة المشركين الذين يعبدون غير الله.
And it prohibited from resembling the mushrikeen that worship other than Allah.
حتى نهى عن الصلاة مع طلوع الشمس ومع غروبها حتى لا نشابه المشركين الذين يسجدون للشمس.
To the point that we are prohibited from praying salah when the sun rises and when it falls so that we may not resemble any of the mushrikeen that worship that sun.
حتى نهى عن بعض الألفاظ التي فيها نوع من الشرك.
To the point that he has prohibited from some of even the wordings or sentences we may use that has some shirk in it.
فلا يجوز أن نحلف بغير الله.
For instance, it's not permissible to swear by other than Allah.
لأن المحلوف به معظم.
Because the one that you swear by, this is something, you know, that means he's something great.
والتعظيم لله وحده.
And greatness is for Allah alone.
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان حالفا فليحلف بالله أو ليصمت.
Allah, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, so whoever wants to swear by something, he should swear by Allah or stay quiet.
وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من حلف بغير الله فقد كفر أو أشرك.
And he said, whoever swears by other than Allah, he has either made kufr or he has made shirk.
وقال رجل للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما شاء الله وشئت.
And a person said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes and what you wish, or what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills and what you will.
فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أجعلتني لله ندا قل ما شاء الله وحده.
He said to him, did you make me an equal to Allah? Rather say, ما شاء what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills alone.
وكانوا يقولوا ما شاء الله وشاء محمد.
And they used to say, MashaAllah, meaning what Allah wills and what Muhammad wills.
فنهاهم عن ذلك وقال قولوا ما شاء الله وحده.
And he prohibited from that and he said, rather say, MashaAllah, what Allah wills alone.
أو قولوا ما شاء الله ثم شاء محمد.
Or say, MashaAllah, what Allah wills, ثم then what Muhammad wills.
وكل ذلك حفاظا على الدين.
All of this why? To protect this religion.
ولذلك ينبغي لنا أن نعتني.
And this is why it is binding upon us to be protective of
بكتاب التوحيد
or take great care of كتاب التوحيد
الذي ألفه شيخ الإسلام المجدد
that شيخ الإسلام المجدد he's the author of it
محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى
محمد بن عبد الوهاب may Allah have mercy on him
فسمى كتابا كتاب التوحيد سمى كتابه كتاب التوحيد الذي هو حق الله على العبيد
what did he name his book? He said كتاب التوحيد The book of Tawheed, the right of Allah over his abid, his slaves.
لأن التوحيد هو حق الله على عباده.
Because Tawheed is the right of Allah over his slaves.
كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لمعاذ بن جبل.
As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to معاذ بن جبل.
أتدري ما حق الله على العباد؟
Do you know the right of Allah over the slaves?
قال الله رسوله أعلم.
He said Allah and his messenger know best.
قال حق الله على العباد أن يعبدوه ولا يشركوا به شيئا.
He said the right of Allah over his slaves that they worship him and don't associate partners with him.
وهذا كتاب عجيب طيب نافع.
And this book is an amazing, great, beneficial book.
فيه ما يزيد عن 60 بابا في التوحيد.
In it you will find what is over 60 chapters on the topic of tawheed, singling out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone in worship.
تناول العلماء بالشرح والإيضاح.
And the ulama after him, they took this book and they made many explanations of it.
له شروح كثيرة.
Had many explanations.
والشيخ رحمه الله توفي منذ ما يزيد عن 200 سنة.
And the Shaykh rahimahullah, he died what is more than 200 years now.
200 سنتان.
That 202 years.
ومع ذلك كتابه ما زال الناس ينتفعون به نفعا عظيما.
But you find that his book today, still the people benefit from it, a great benefit.
وضع كله في التوحيد وتحقيق التوحيد.
He put all of it. He put this book, all of it, for explaining tawheed and clarifying tawheed and establishing it.
وذكر الشرك الذي هو ضد التوحيد.
And likewise, in the book, he put in there clarifications of shirk, that which is in opposition to tawheed.
وبيان الشرك وأنواعه وصوره.
And he clarified some of the ways of shirk, and يعني the ways it comes about.
الأمر الثاني.
The second thing is.
الذي جاء الإسلام بتشريعات للحفاظ به على الدين.
That the Islam has come with to protect the deen.
حافظ على الدين من البدع والمحدثات.
It protected the deen, meaning it protected the deen from the bid'a, the innovation, and المحدثات, the newly invented affairs.
كلكم تعلمون بأن الإسلام شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله.
We all know what Islam is, that you testify that لا إله إلا الله and محمد رسول الله.
فلا إله الله معناها لا معبود حق إلا الله.
See, la ilaha illallah means that there is no deity worthy of worship rightfully except for Allah.
Wa Muhammad Rasulullah.
And the meaning of Muhammad is the messenger of Allah.
معناه طاعته بما أمر.
It means that you are obedient to him in that which he orders.
والانتهاء عما نهى عنه وزدر.
And prohibiting yourself from that which he prohibited for you.
وتصديقه بما أخبر.
And believing him in what he informed.
وأن لا نعبد الله إلا بما شرع.
And that we don't worship Allah except through the legislation that He brought and legislated for us.
فلا إله إلا الله يعني يجب أن نعبد الله وحده.
So لا إله إلا الله means it's binding that we worship Allah alone.
ومحمد رسول الله أن يجب أن نطيع الله عز وجل أن نطيع الله عز وجل بسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And محمد رسول الله is that we need to be obedient to Allah سبحانه وتعالى through the sunnah of محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فلا يجوز للإنسان أن يعبد الله.
So it is not permissible for the people to worship Allah.
إلا بعبادة جاء بها رسول الله.
Except through a worship that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم brought forth.
وهنا قال العلماء القاعدة.
And here the ulama said the principle.
الأصل في العبادة التحريم حرام تعبد الله.
The fundamental principle concerning worship is that it is not permissible.
إلا بعبادة جاء بها رسول الله.
Except through a worship that has come from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فلا يجوز الإنسان يعبد الله من هوى نفسه من عقله هكذا يعبد الله.
So the person he cannot worship Allah through his whims and desires or some intellect.
بل لا بد أن تكون العبادة صالحة صحيحة على سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Rather the worship needs to be righteous and correct, and to be correct and righteous it has to be through the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
كما قال الله عز وجل فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا أي على سنة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means whomsoever is hoping to meet his Lord, then let him do righteous actions, and these righteous actions are the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فليعمل عملا صالحا على سنة رسول الله ولا يشرك بعبادة ربي أحدا يعني يخلصها لله عز وجل.
So doing righteous actions, they worship Allah alone and making it sincerely to Allah by not worshiping other than Him.
فلا بد من إخلاص الدين لله.
So it is binding to be sincere in your religion to Allah.
ولا بد من متابعة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والسير على طريقه.
And it is binding that you follow the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in his way and follow his sunnah.
زعم قوم بأنهم يحبون الله.
Now there's a people that claim they love Allah.
وكل إنسان يدعي أنه يحب الله.
And every person they're going to claim they love Allah.
فالله عز وجل اختبر هؤلاء الذين يقول نحن نحب الله.
So Allah سبحانه وتعالى he tested these people that said we love Allah.
فأنزل آية من كتابه.
So he brought down, he revealed a verse from his book.
سماها بعض العلماء آية الابتلاء.
Some of the ulama they called this آية الابتلاء the ayah of testing.
من يعرف هذه الآية آية الابتلاء؟
Who knows this ayah?
زعم قوم بأنهم يحبون الله فابتلاهم الله بآية اختبرهم.
So there is a people that say and proclaim they love Allah and Allah tested them with this ayah. Who knows it?
ما هي الآية؟ قل إن كنتم تحبون الله.
He said the brother Hafidhullah, he said it is the ayah, say if you love Allah then follow me.
فاتبعوني يحببكم الله.
Then follow me meaning Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and Allah will love you.
الله يقول إذا كنتم صادقين بأنكم تحبوني فاتبعوا رسولي.
So Allah سبحانه وتعالى it's as if he's saying if truthfully and really you love me then follow my messenger.
ماذا يحصل لمن اتبع الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
What happens to the one that follows the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
قال الله يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى says he will love you and forgive you your sins.
فلا بد للمسلم إن كان صادقا بما يدعي أنه يحب الله أن يتبع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So it is binding upon the Muslim that says he loves Allah that what? He follows the messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام.
لذلك يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مثلا في الصلاة صلوا كما رأيتم أن أصلي.
For instance the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he says when it comes to prayer pray as you see me pray.
وحج في نفر كثير قال خذوا عني مناسككم.
And he said between a great congregation when he made Hajj take from me your rituals of Hajj.
وهكذا كان يعبد الله عز وجل والصحابة يرونه يعبد الله مثله.
See, and this is how he worshipped Allah عز وجل and the companions they worship like him because of what they saw from him.
فأمر الله باتباع نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم في كل شيء.
So Allah سبحانه وتعالى he ordered following the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in everything.
ومخالفة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في العبادة.
And opposing the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in regards to worship.
العبادة التي تخالف عبادة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
A worship that is in opposition to the worship of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
تسمى البدعة.
Is regarded or called as البدعة, as innovation.
البدعة ليست فاحشة أو زنا أو شرب خمر.
Now, بدعة is not some type of فاحشة where it's sinful such as committing fornication or drinking liquor.
البدعة عبادة.
Or drinking intoxicants. Rather, bid'ah is in regards to worship.
يتعبد بها المبتدع.
So the one that has innovated, because bid'ah is worship, is a type of worship.
وقد يكون قصده حسنا.
So he's worshiping in this innovated way, but his intention might be good.
ونيته صالحة.
And his intention is good.
لكنه يتقرب إلى الله بعبادة لم يأذن بها الله ولا رسوله.
Except for the fact that he is worshiping Allah in a way that Allah has not legislated nor allowed and nor has the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم come with.
جاء ثلاثة نفر إلى بيوت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Three people came to the house of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
يسألون عن عبادته كيف يعبد الله في بيته.
Asking about his worship, how does he worship in his house?
فلما أخبروا.
So when they were informed.
أخبرهم بذلك أزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن عبادته في بيته. فلما أخبروا.
So when they were informed, and who informed them? Of course, the wives of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, because it's regarding the worship in the house.
كأنهم تقالوها وجدوا قليلة.
It's as if they felt it was a little bit. It wasn't enough.
فقالوا أين نحن من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر. يعني قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم مغفور له مغفور له ما من الجنة فلذاك اكتفى بهذه العبادات.
So they said, well. This is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, but where are we from the Prophet? As for him, Allah's forgiven all his sins, that which came and that which is to come. It's already forgiven, but we're not the same.
فكأنهم تقالوها وجدوها قليلة.
So when they found that they considered it to not be enough or just a little bit.
فأرادوا أن يتقرب الله بعبادة أكثر.
And they came up with the explanation that okay, he's only doing a little bit because he's already been forgiven, so they wanted to come with more worship.
ولا يكتفوا بعبادة النبي صلى الله بعبادة مثل عبادة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And it did not suffice them to just worship as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم worshipped.
فقال أحدهم أما أنا فأصلي الليل فلا أرقد.
He said, as one of them says, as for me, I'm going to pray all night and not sleep.
أي من اليوم بعد أصلي الليل كل ليلة من غير نوم.
Meaning, from today and on, I will pray every night and never sleep at night.
وقال الآخر أما أنا فأصوم الدهر ولا أفطر كل يوم سأصوم.
Second one says, as for me, I'm gonna fast. I'm gonna fast every day and never break my fast.
وقال الثالث وأما أنا فأعتزل النساء فلا أتزوج أبدا.
As for never breaking his fast, meaning fasting every day without, you know, continuously. And the third one says, as for me, I'm never gonna get married to women.
ظن هؤلاء أن هذه العبادات
So they thought that these warships that they're putting forth
ستقربهم إلى الله أكثر
will bring them closer to Allah.
وهؤلاء كانوا على نية حسنة.
And these people, they had good intentions.
لكن لم تنفعهم نيتهم الحسنة.
But their good intentions did not benefit them.
مع مخالفتهم لسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Because with their opposition to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فلما بلغ ذلك النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام.
When this came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, this news.
تثبت وتأكد منهم قال أنتم الذين قلتم كذا وكذا.
So he wanted to make sure. He said to them, "Are you the ones that said such and such?"
قالوا أجل يا رسول الله.
They say yes, يا رسول الله.
فقام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فخطب الناس وحمد الله وأثنى عليه.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he got up and he thanked Allah سبحانه وتعالى and praised him, and he gave a khutbah to the people.
فقال أما بعد فإني والله.
Then he said, and to proceed, by Allah I am.
أخشاكم لله وأتقاكم له.
The one that has most khashya of fear of Allah is more conscious of Him, and the one that has most taqwa.
الرسول أكثر الناس خشية لله وأكثرهم تقوى لله.
He's the one that has most khashya fear and is most conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times out of all people.
ومع خشيته لله وتقواه.
And even though his khashya, his fear and consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
قال أصلي وأرقد.
He said, as for me, you find me that I will pray, yet sleep.
وأصوم وأفطر. أحيانا أصوم وأحيانا أفطر.
So sometimes I will fast, some days I will fast, and other days I won't fast. I will not, yeah.
وأتزوج النساء.
And likewise, I marry women.
وهذه سنتي.
And this is my sunnah, this is my way.
فمن راغب عن سنتي فليس مني.
So whosoever wants a sunnah other than mine or suffices with sunnah other than mine, then he is not from me.
فتدبروا هذا الحديث.
So ponder upon this hadith.
نيتهم حسنة.
Their intention is good.
وأرادوا التقرب إلى الله.
And they wanted to come closer to Allah.
وأرادوا الزيادة في الأجر والثواب.
And they wanted to increase in يعني the righteous the good deeds and getting reward from Allah.
لكن أرادوا يتقربوا إلى الله بما لم يأذن به الله.
But they also wanted to worship Allah سبحانه وتعالى in a way that He did not allow them to.
وتجاوزوا بذلك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And they went past the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فقال لهم من رغب عن سنتي فليس مني.
So at that point when they went past the legislation of what the Prophet ﷺ came with, they went past their bounds. The Prophet ﷺ said, whosoever wants a way other than mine, other than my sunnah.
وراء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet ﷺ saw
رجلا
a man
واقفا بالشمس
standing in the sun.
فسأل عنه فقالوا هذا أبو إسرائيل.
They asked about he asked about him, so they said this is Abu Israel.
وكنيته أبو إسرائيل وإسرائيل بالعبراني معناها عبد الله.
Now his kunya is a surname or
كما يقال أبو عبد الله أبو محمد أبو خالد هذا يقال أبو إسرائيل.
So this name the kunya Abu so and so the father of so and so his name is Abu Israel and Israel in the Hebrew language means the slave of Allah.
فقال ما باله لماذا واقف في الشمس.
So they asked, why is he standing in the he asked, why is he standing in the sun?
فقال نذر لله.
Said he bowed to Allah.
أن يقف بالشمس ولا يستظل.
That he'll stand in the sun and never stand in the shade.
وأن لا يتكلم.
And that he won't speak.
وأن يصوم.
And that he will fast.
فنذر كم أمر؟
How many things did he vow?
ثلاثة أمور.
Three.
أن يقف بالشمس ولا يستظل.
That he will stand in the sun and not get in the shade.
وأن يسكت ولا يتكلم مع الناس.
And that he will stay quiet forever and never speak to no one.
وأن يصوم الصيام المعلوم.
And that he will fast continuously every day.
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
مروه فليستظل وليتكلم.
Order him so that he may get into the shade and to speak to the people.
وليتم صومه.
And let him complete his fasting.
فأنكر عليه.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he took issue with the person's actions.
العبادة غير المشروعة.
That he worshipped Allah in a manner that's not legislated by Allah.
وهي الوقوف بالشمس وعدم الكلام مع الناس.
And it is that he wanted to stand in the sun and not speak to the people.
وأقره على العبادة المشروعة وهي الصوم.
Yet he let him continue his fasting because it is a legislated worship.
وهكذا المفروض على كل مسلم.
And this is what is binding upon every Muslim.
أن يعبد الله بالعبادة المشروعة.
That he worships Allah through the legislated manner.
وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يحذر من البدع.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to warn from the innovations.
ويقول إن شر الأمور محدثاتها.
And he says that the worst of affairs are the newly invented ones in the religion.
والشيء المحدث يعني الشيء الجديد الذي لم يأتي به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the word محدث here means something new that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not come with.
وكل محدثة بدعة.
And every محدثة, newly introduced affair into the deen, is an innovation in the religion.
وكل بدعة ضلالة, انحراف.
And every innovation is a misguidance.
وكل ضلالة في النار.
And every misguidance is in the hellfire.
وكان يقول عليه الصلاة والسلام.
And he عليه الصلاة والسلام would say.
في حديث هو من قواعد الدين.
In a hadith that is from the fundamentals of the deen.
يقول من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد, أي مردود.
In the hadith that whoever innovates in this affair of ours something, then innovative thing will be rejected.
فلو تفكر المسلم في هذا الحديث.
So if the Muslim he ponders upon this.
ما فائدة هذه العبادة؟
What did this worship benefit?
المحدثة.
That was invented.
إذا كانت ستكون مردودة غير مقبولة.
If it's going to end up rejected.
ماذا يستفيد منها غير التعب؟
What are you going to benefit from it except for exerting yourself?
بل هو لا يتعب فحسب, لا يتعب فقط, وإنما يبتعد عن الله عز وجل بهذه العبادة.
So you're tiring yourself with the worship, but you don't get closer to Allah. Rather, you're running, you're going away from Allah.
لذلك يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد.
And this is why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whosoever introduced something new into this affair of ours, then it will be rejected.
هذا الحديث من أحدث, وفي الآخر من عمل عملا.
This hadith was man ahdatha, whosoever introduced something new. But there's another narration in which the Prophet said, whosoever does an action that is not upon this affair of ours.
فلو عمل إنسان ببدعة.
So if a person does an innovation.
قلنا له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من أحدث في أمرنا هذا في ديننا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد.
We will say to him, our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told us, whosoever introduces something new into this deen of ours in Islam, then it will be rejected.
فقد يقول لم أحدث أنا.
He might say, well, I'm not the one that introduced it.
وإنما أحدثه ناس آخرون.
Rather, some other people they introduced it into the deen before.
فهنا من المناسب أن نستدعي بالحديث الآخر.
So from here, what we will do is that we will use the other narration of the hadith against him.
وهو من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد.
And it is that whosoever does an action that is not upon what we are of this affair of ours, then it is rejected.
مثال على ذلك.
An example of this.
لو احتفل أحد بمولد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
If somebody they celebrate the birthday of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فقلنا له هذا محدث.
And we told them this is innovative.
لم يحتفل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بمولده.
That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not celebrate his own birthday.
ولم يأمر بذلك ولم يرشد إلى ذلك.
Nor did he order that, nor did he indicate that he wanted that.
ولم يحتفل الخلفاء الراشدون بمولد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the rightly guided khulafa after him, they didn't celebrate this neither.
ولا سار الصحابة من المهاجرين والأنصار.
Nor did the Sahaba from the Muhajirin or the Ansar do that.
ولا الأئمة الأعلام من أئمة وعلماء هذه الأمة.
Nor the scholars of this ummah that are well known.
حتى جاء الروافض فأحدثوا عيد الميلاد.
Until the point that the Rawafid, they came forth and they innovated this innovation of celebrating the birthday of the Prophet.
وتبع بذلك أهل الكتاب أنهم يحتفون بعيد مولد بمولد نبيهم فاحتفل هؤلاء بمولد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the people of the book, they followed the people of the book in doing this because they would celebrate their Prophet's birthday. So this ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم likewise followed.
فلو قلنا لشخص منهم من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فقد يقول أنا لم أحدثه.
So if we use the text against this person and the text that says whosoever introduces something into this religion that is not from it is will be rejected.
فسنقول حتى لو لم تحدثه فإن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من عمل.
We will say to him
من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد.
We will say to him at this point we will use the other narration. We won't say whoever introduced, and we will say whoever does an action that is not from this affair of ours, and it's rejected.
لذلك نقول الإسلام جاء للحفاظ على كلية الدين.
This is why we say in Islam, one of the five things it came to protect is الدين.
أراد من عباده أن يعبدوه بالإخلاص والمتابعة.
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants His slaves to worship Him with sincerity and in following how He wants to be worshipped.
وهناك أمور كثيرة أخرى.
And there are many other issues.
جاء الإسلام للحفاظ بها للحفاظ على الدين.
that Islam came and legislated in order to protect the deen.
كتحريم الشعوذة والسحر.
For instance, prohibiting sorcery and magic.
والكهان مدعين علم الغيب.
And the fortune tellers and those that claim that they know the unseen.
فكل هؤلاء جاءوا ليعبثوا بالدين فنهى الإسلام عن ذلك.
All of these, they came to mess around with the deen of Allah, so the Islam prohibited from this.
ولا نستطيع الآن أن نحصر كل تشريعات الإسلام في الحفاظ على الدين.
And we won't be able right now to bring all of the legislated issues of the deen that have come in order to protect the religion.
لكن هذا أهم شيء وهو الحفاظ على التوحيد والحفاظ على السنة.
But these are the two most important things. Protect Tawheed and these are the two most important things. The Tawheed and following the Sunnah.
وهناك أمر مهم جدا.
And here's another important thing.
في الحفاظ على الدين.
In protecting your religion.
لابد لنا مع التمسك بالكتاب والسنة.
It is binding upon us in addition to the book and the Sunnah.
ننظر ماذا كان عليه سلف الأمة.
That we look into what the predecessors of this ummah, the salaf of the ummah.
ومعنى سلف يعني مضى.
And the meaning of salaf is that which has preceded.
وسلف هذه الأمة صدرها الأول, الجيل الأول.
And the salaf of this ummah is the first generation.
وهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة.
And they are the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and his companions.
والله عز وجل أمرنا أن نتبع أصحاب الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And Allah عز وجل, He ordered us to follow the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
في آيات كثيرة.
In many آيات.
نذكر بعضها.
We will give you some of it.
حتى نستفيد منها ونتمسك بها.
So that we may benefit and hold firm to it.
لنعلم ونعلم غيرنا.
So that we may learn and teach others.
أنه لا بد من متابعة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة.
That it is binding, rather it's necessary that we follow the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the companions.
من ذلك قول الله تبارك وتعالى.
From that is the statement of Allah تبارك وتعالى.
ومن يشاقق الرسول يكون هو في شق والرسول في شق آخر.
Whosoever contends with the messenger.
من بعد ما تبين له الهدى.
After guidance or clear guidance has been shown to him.
ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين.
And he follows a path other than the path of the believers.
وسبيل معنى طريق.
And سبيل means way.
طريق المؤمنين.
Of the believers.
من هم المؤمنون المقصودون بهذه الآية؟
Who are the believers that Allah سبحانه وتعالى meant by this ayah?
من يعرف من؟
Who knows?
الصحابة كيف عرفت؟ طيب ها؟ لما نزل القرآن كان في أحد غير الصحابة؟ ما كان فيه مؤمنون غير الصحابة؟
So the Shaykh asked, who are the mu'mineen that are meant in this ayah? And they follow the path other than the path of the mu'mineen, the believers. Who are they? The brothers, jazakumullah khair, they said, well, they must be the companions. He says, why would you say that? On what ground would you say that? The brother responded, well, were there any other believers other than the companions at the time the Quran was being revealed?
لم يكن مؤمنون على وجه الأرض غير النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه.
There was no one on the face of the earth that was a believer, the mu'min, except for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فذكر الله الرسول في الآية صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So Allah سبحانه وتعالى, He brought the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم in the ayah, right?
فقال ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى.
So He said, whosoever contends with the Prophet after clear guidance has been shown to him.
ثم أضاف شيئا آخر فقال ويتبع غير السبيل المؤمن غير طريق الصحابة.
Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He added something to that. He said, a path other than the path of the believers, meaning a way other than their way.
نوليه ما تولى في ذلك الطريق.
We will leave him to that path that he has chosen.
ونصله جهنم وساءت مصيرا.
And we will let him taste the torment of Jahannam, and that is the worst of abodes.
فدلت هذه الآية الكريمة.
So this blessed ayah indicates.
على وجوب اتباع طريق الصحابة.
That it is an obligation or it's obligatory to follow the path of the Sahaba.
دليل آخر.
Another دليل.
قال الله عز وجل للمنافقين.
Allah عز وجل, He says to the منافقين.
أو قال الله عن المنافقين.
Or Allah سبحانه وتعالى says about the hypocrites.
وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا كما آمن الناس.
If it said to them, believe as the people have believed.
آمنوا كما آمن الناس مثل ما الناس آمنوا آمنوا كما آمن الناس.
Believe as the people believe. Believe like them.
قال نؤمن كما آمن السفهاء.
They said, should we believe like the lowly ones believe?
جهلاء.
The ignorant ones believe.
السفهاء الجهلاء يعني.
نعم ترجم
سمي. نعم. أنؤمن كما عمل السفهاء على أنهم هم السفهاء ولكن لا يعلمون.
Should we believe like the lowly ignorant ones believe? Verily, they are the ones that are ignorant, but they have no knowledge.
فتأمل هذه الآية وإذا قيل آمنوا كما آمن الناس. من هم الناس؟
Ponder here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the hypocrites, believe as the people have believed.
الناس Who are هم? The people? الناس هم?
The people are
الصحابة.
The Sahaba.
ما كان في ناس مؤمنون إلا الصحابة.
Because we don't have any people that were believers except for الصحابة.
ويقول الله عز في آية ثالثة.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says yet in a third ayah.
في حق اليهود والنصارى.
Concerning the Jews and the Christians.
لما قالوا كونوا هودا أو نصارى تهتدوا.
When they said to the people, be Christian or Jew, you will be guided.
قال جل وعلا قل بل ملة إبراهيم حنيفة وما كان المشركين.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, rather the way of Ibrahim, and he was not from the mushrikeen.
قولوا آمنا بالله.
Say that we believe in Allah.
وما أنزل إلينا.
What has been revealed to us.
وما أنزل إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب.
And what has been revealed to Ibrahim and Ishaq and Yaqub.
والأسباط هم أبناء يعقوب.
And أسباط, they are the sons of Yaqub.
وما أوتي موسى وعيسى.
And what has been given to Musa and Isa.
وما أوتي النبيون ربهم.
And what the prophets were given from their Lord.
لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن لا مسلمون.
We don't distinguish between prophethood of any of them and we are Muslimun.
قال الله عز وجل فإن آمنوا بمثل ما آمنتم به فقد اهتدوا.
And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes the ayah. So if they believe in the same way that you have believed, then they are guided.
فقوله جل وعلا فإن آمنوا أي اليهود النصارى. بمثل ما آمنتم به أنتم أي أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقد اهتدوا حصلت لهم الهداية.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he says rather if the Jews and Christians they end up believing like you Sahaba believe then they then have become guided.
وإن تولوا رفضوا طريق الصحابة فإنما هم في شقاق.
And if they تولوا turn around refuse or reject then they will be in شقاق contention with the Sahaba.
ويقول الله في آية رابعة
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says yet in a fourth ayah.
فماذا بعد الحق إلا الضلال؟
What is after the truth except for falsehood?
ويقينا أن الصحابة كانوا على الحق.
And we know in certain that the Sahaba were upon the haq.
لأنهم خير أمة أخرجت للناس.
Because they were the best nation that has been raised up for the people.
يقول الله عز وجل للصحابة.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us about the Sahaba.
كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس.
He says to the Sahaba, you were the best nation that has been raised for the people.
هذا خطاب هذا أسلوب للخطاب يخاطبهم أنتم كنتم أنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس.
This is a technique in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he is conversating type kind of conversating with who he is revealing it to.
فالله يقول كنتم خير أمة يعني أن أمة الإسلام خير الأمم.
So he said to them, you were the best of nations, meaning the nation of Islam is the best nation.
وأول هذه الأمة
and the first of this ummah
هم أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
They are the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
هذه الآيات من الكتاب تدل على وجوب اتباع الصحابة.
These ayats, these evidences from the book of Allah, they indicate to us that we must follow the way of the Sahaba.
وأما في السنة فأحاديث.
As for the Sunnah, in the Sunnah we will find many ahadith.
من أحاديث صحيح ومشهور.
Some of it is ahadith that are authentic and well known.
حاول أهل البدع التشكيك فيه.
Some of the people of innovation try to put doubt and throw doubt on them.
أو يسمى حديث الفرق.
Such as the hadith of al-firq.
قال فيه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said about it.
تلقت اليهود على 71 فرقة.
The Yahud, they split into 71 groups or sects.
وافترقت النصارى على 72 فرقة.
Likewise, the Christians, they broke up into 72.
وستفترق أمتي على 73 فرقة.
And my ummah will split up into 73 groups or sects or factions.
قال كلها في النار إلا واحدة.
All of them are in the hellfire except for one.
قال من هي يا رسول الله؟
They asked, who is it, يا رسول الله؟
قال هي الجماعة الذي تجمع على السنة.
He said, it is the jama'ah, those that have come in jama'ah in congregation upon what? The sunnah.
ومن تجمع على السنة؟
Whosoever comes together upon the sunnah.
الصحابة رضي الله عنهم.
Who are they that came at that time?
وذاك جاء حديث آخر لفظ آخر للحديث.
At that time, who is it that came together? They were the Sahaba and another narration of this hadith.
لما قال كلها في النار إلا واحدة.
When they asked, all of it is in the hellfire.
قال من هي يا رسول الله؟
All of it in the hellfire except for one, and they asked, who is it, يا رسول الله؟
قال من كان على ما أنا عليه وأصحابي.
He responded, the ones that are upon what I am upon today and my companions.
ولم يقل عليه الصلاة والسلام من كان على ما أنا عليه.
And he, عليه الصلاة والسلام, didn't say what I am upon.
بل أضاف وقال وأصحابي.
Rather, you will see he included and added to that.
لذلك قال عليه الصلاة والسلام في حديث آخر.
My companions, and this therefore the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in another hadith.
عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعدي.
Upon you is my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided خلفاء after me.
تمسكوا بها وعضوا عليها بالنواجذ.
Hold firm to it and bite down on it with your teeth.
كل ذلك دعوة منه صلى الله عليه وسلم للتمسك بما كان عليه الصحابة.
All of that, he is calling the people to hold firm to what the Sahaba were upon.
ثم أن أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
After this, we will find the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
كانوا بمنزلة التطبيق العملي لسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
They were like a living example of the practical way of implementing the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أنتم تعرفون إذا درس الطالب في الجامعة.
Now you know if the student he studies in the university.
فإنه يدرس جانب نظري وجانب عملي.
He will study two things, a theoretical side and a practical side.
ففي السنوات الأولى يدرس الجانب نظريا.
So maybe at the beginning of his studies he will be into the theory part.
ثم يخرج في السنوات الأخيرة إلى الميدان للتدريب العملي.
And then maybe toward the end of his studies he will go out to do use his knowledge practically.
فإذا كان يدرس الطب مثلا.
So for instance, if he is studying medicine.
يدرس نظريا في الكتب.
He will, you know, he will study the theory in the books first.
ثم يخرج إلى المستشفيات مع الطب مع البروفيسور الطبيب الكبير فيعلمه التطبيق العملي للدراسة النظرية.
Then it will be that he has to go forth to the next step, going out with the teacher, the professor, the whomever it may be, to teach him to really know how to do how to implement the theory.
وهكذا درس الهندسة الكهربائية مثلاً.
Likewise, the one that studies electrical engineering, for instance.
فإنه يدرس الجانب النظرياً.
Then what he does is he will first study the theoretical side.
ثم يخرج إلى الكهرباء يمارس تمريسا ممارسة عملية.
Then you will find him, he goes out into the field of electrical engineering using his knowledge to produce electrical components.
فالصحابة رضي الله عنهم كانوا التطبيق العملي لسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So you will find the Sahaba likewise, رضي الله عنهم, they were the practical implementation of the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فقد فهموا القرآن.
Because they understood the Quran,
وفهموا السنة,
and they were given the understanding of the Sunnah,
وطبقوها كما أراد الله ورسوله,
and they practiced it in the manner that Allah and His Messenger wanted them to practice.
فإذا أخطأ أحد منهم,
so if one of them did make a mistake,
فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصوبه.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم at that point he will come and show him his mistake and fix it.
وهذا كثير جدا في السنة.
And we'll find this many times in the Sunnah.
كما هو المعلوم المشهور في حديث المسيء في صلاته.
As it is well known in the hadith of the one who prayed, he didn't pray too well.
فلما صلى صلاة لم يطمئن بها.
When he prayed a salah that he did not have complete serenity in it.
قاله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ارجع فصل فإنك لم تصلي.
He told him to return back and pray for you have not prayed.
فكرر عليه ثلاث مرات.
And he repeated this to him three times.
ارجع فصل فإنك لم تصلي.
He told him, go back and pray, you haven't prayed yet.
ثم علمه كيف يصلي.
Then he taught him how to pray.
وكلما رأى أحدا من الصحابة قد أخطأ في التطبيق العملي.
And every time he, عليه الصلاة والسلام, saw somebody making a mistake in the practical implementation.
علمه وصوبه.
He taught him and he fixed his mistake.
وفي آخر حياته عليه الصلاة والسلام.
And at the end of his life, عليه الصلاة والسلام.
نزل قول الله عز وجل.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statement was revealed.
اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم.
Today I have completed for you my religion.
وأتممت عليكم نعمتي.
Today I have completed for you your religion and I have bestowed upon you my blessings.
ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا.
And I have accepted for you Islam as the way, as the religion.
وهذه آية عظيمة.
And this is a tremendous ayah.
حتى أن كما في الصحيحين.
As you will see in the Sahihain.
جاء رجل من اليهود إلى عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه.
A man from the Jews came to Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنه.
فقال يا أمير المؤمنين آية في كتاب الله في كتابكم.
He said, يا أمير المؤمنين to Umar. He said, there is an ayah in your book.
لو نزلت علينا معشر اليهود لاتخذنا يومها عيدا.
This verse, if it was revealed to us, the people, the Jews, we would have taken it as a day of celebration.
قال عمر رضي الله عنه أي آية؟
عمر رضي الله عنه asked, and which ayah is it?
قال اليهودي اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم.
And the Jewish man, he responded back, well, that ayah is the ayah of Allah. Today I've completed for you your religion.
قال عمر إني لا أعلم متى نزلت على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأين نزلت.
And عمر رضي الله عنه said, I know where that ayah was revealed upon Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم and when.
نزلت عشية عرفة على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
It was revealed to him the night of عرفة عليه الصلاة والسلام.
وهذا في آخر حياة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
This is toward the end of the life of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
لأن بعد رجوعه من الحج توفي عليه الصلاة والسلام.
Because after his returning from Hajj he died عليه الصلاة والسلام.
وعند هذه الآية الكريمة.
And at this ayah.
يقول الإمام مالك رحمه الله.
الإمام مالك رحمه الله states.
يقول ما لم يكن يومئذ دينا فلا يكون اليوم دينا.
When he stopped at this ayah, he said, then, whatever was not deen, when that ayah was revealed, will not be deen today.
لأن الله يقول اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he proclaimed, today I have completed for you.
فالدين كامل.
The religion, so therefore the religion is complete.
لا يحتاج إلى زيادة ولا إضافات.
It has no need of additions.
ولا إلى تطوير ولا إلى تحسينات.
Nor modifications or alterations.
وإنما الدين ما كان عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة.
Rather the deen is what the Sahaba, what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was upon and his Sahaba.
وهذا ما نؤمن به.
And this is what we believe in.
وندعو الناس إليه.
And we call the people too.
ومن تمسك بما كان عليه الأولون.
And whoever holds firm to what the first people were upon.
يقال له سلفي.
It is called, he will be called a Salafi.
وفي صحيح البخاري.
And in the Sahih al-Bukhari.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لفاطمة ابنته رضي الله عنها.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says to his daughter Fatima رضي الله عنها.
أنا لك سلف وأنت لي خلف.
You are, I am for you a Salaf, a predecessor. And you are for me a Khalaf, one that comes after.
لكن الذي ينبغي أن نتنبه له.
And it is binding that we pay attention to.
لا نقول نحن سلفيون على سبيل التزكية لأنفسنا.
We don't say that we are Salafiyun, those that follow the Salaf, in an attempt to praise ourselves.
فليس الأمر بالهين أن تكون سلفيا وتستطيع أن تتبع السلف.
So it's not easy. Don't think it's easy that you say you're Salafi and you're going to be able to follow the Salaf.
ولا يجوز أن تزكي نفسك وتمدح نفسك.
And it's not permissible. Rather, it's not permissible that you, praise yourself.
بل نقول نحن سلفيون من باب الإخبار.
Rather, we are saying we are Salafiyun from the door or the angle of informing the people.
فنخبر بأننا نتبع طريقة السلف.
So it's as if we are informing that we are following the way of the Salaf.
ونرجو أن نوفق إلى ذلك.
And we're hoping that we might be able to really.
كما لو قيل لك أنت مسلم أم كافر.
As if somebody said to you, are you Muslim or kafir?
فتقول أنا مسلم.
You would say you're Muslim.
ولا تقصد بذلك.
But you don't mean by this.
أنك مستسلم لجميع أوامر الله ممتثلا كلها لا ينقصك منها شيء. هذا لا يمكن.
You don't mean when you tell the person that you're Muslim that you are a complete Muslim that has taken on all the legislations in order and left off all the prohibitions. This is impossible.
وإنما المقصود أنني مستسلم لله عز وجل ما استطعت إلى ذلك سبيلا.
Rather what is meant is that I have submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as I can.
وكما لو قيل لك أنت سني أم شيعي.
It's like somebody saying to you as well, are you Sunni or are you Shi'i?
تقول أنا سني.
Rather you would probably say you're Sunni.
لا تقصد بذلك.
What do you mean by this?
أنك متمسك بجميع سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That you're holding, do you mean by this that you're holding firm to every sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم?
هذا أمر مستحيل. ما يستطيع أحد أن يدرك ما فعل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
This is something that is impossible. There is no one that will be able to know every sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وإنما يقصد سني يعني يتبع سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما استطاع ذلك سبيلا.
Rather what is meant that I follow the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم as much as I can.
وهكذا المفروض على كل مسلم.
And this is what is binding.
أن يتمسك بالإسلام.
Upon every Muslim that they hold firm to Islam.
بما كان عليه في سلف الأمة.
In the way that the Salaf of the Ummah were upon.
وهذا ما نؤمن به وندعو الناس إليه.
And this again is what we believe in and call the people to.
بهذا قد نكون تكلمنا عن الكلية الأولى وهي الدين.
Now with this we talked about the first universal right of every human being and it is the religion.
وكيف جاء الإسلام بتشريعات للمحافظة على الدين.
And how Islam brought forth certain legislations in order to protect this aspect of deen.
الكلية الثانية.
The second right.
كلية العرض.
Is honor.
ويقال عنها كلية النسل.
And it is considered the right of reproduction.
العرض أمره عظيم عند الله عز وجل.
Now honor is something that is great with Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
وعند المسلمين.
عفوا شيخ النسل يعني الأولاد.
الأولاد.
And this is something that is great with the Muslimin.
وعند والعرض له أهميته عند الله عز وجل وعند المسلمين.
So this honor has a great affair. It's got a great position with Allah سبحانه وتعالى and the Muslimin.
جعل الله عز وجل غيرة الإنسان على عرضه من فطرته.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the jealousy of the person over his family from his fitrah, from the man's natural disposition.
فهو يغار.
So he will become jealous.
حتى لو لم يعلم أحد الغيرة يغار.
Even if nobody taught him how to be jealous, he will still have that.
إلا إذا انتكست فطرة الإنسان.
Except that if the fitrah, this man's natural disposition becomes corrupted,
فتذهب منه الإنسانية.
Then he will start to lose his humanity.
لا أقول إلى الحيوانية.
I don't say his animalistic ways, but rather humanity.
بل إلى أسفل من الحيوان.
Rather, he will become worse than animalistic.
لأن الحيوان أيضا معلوم عنه الغيرة الشديدة.
Because the animal, even you will find that he's extremely jealous.
عند الطيور وعند الحيوانات غيرته شديدة.
You will find with the birds and the animals, the wildebeest, they get extremely jealous.
قد يقاتل الإنسان والحيوان والطائر إلى حد الموت حفاظا على عرضه.
You will find that the human being or the animal or the birds, you will find them, they will fight to the point of death to protect their honor.
لم يهمل الإسلام كلية العرض.
Islam did not neglect this right.
فجاء بتشريعاته السامية العالية العظيمة.
So you will find that Islam came with its lofty, great legislations.
للحفاظ على أعراض الناس.
In order to protect the honor of the people.
من ذلك أنه حرم تحريمه مباشر.
And from that is that that Islam made it prohibited, a direct prohibition that anybody attack the honor of another.
حرم الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن.
In the form that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made prohibited the fawahish, the
ما ظهر منها وما بطن.
The sins that are outward and those that are inside and are not apparent.
وقال الله عز وجل.
And Allah عز وجل states.
ولا تقربوا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن.
ترجم الفواحش بالزنا. فواحش الطيب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not approach al-fawahish, meaning here the different types of fornication, that which is apparent to you and that which is hidden within you.
لم يقل الله عز وجل لا تفعلوا الفواحش.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he didn't say don't do the fawahish.
قال لا تقربوا الفواحش.
He said don't even get near the fawahish.
فالنهي عن قلب الفواحش أبلغ من فعل الفواحش.
So, you see, if he's prohibiting you from getting near them, so what about doing them?
كما لو قيل لو قال قائل.
So it's as if somebody has said.
لا تدخل هذا المكان.
Don't enter into this place.
لكن إذا أراد أن يشدد عليه.
But if he wants to show you that it's very important, you don't come to this.
يقول لا تقرب هذه المنطقة.
He'll tell you don't even get near this area.
أيهما أبلغ لا تدخل هذا المكان أو لا تقرب هذه المنطقة التي فيها المكان.
Now what is more clear in prohibition or warning? Don't enter this place. Don't enter this place or don't even enter the area.
أيهما أبلغ في ال
What is more
الأول والثاني
The first or the second
الثاني قال لا تقرب هذه المنطقة لم يقل لا تدخل فقط بل قال لا تقرب هذه المنطقة
I want the English speakers to the first one or the second one نعم الثاني
طيب وهكذا رب العالمين جل وعلا لم يقل لا تفعلوا الفواحش
This likewise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he says he didn't say don't do the fawahish again fawahish here the different types of fornication or
بل قال لا تقربوا الفواحش
rather he said don't even get near them
فلا تقربوا الفواحش يشمل ماذا وماذا
so don't get near the fawahish what does it encompass
يشمل الفاحشة نفسها
it encompasses or takes into consideration the fahisha itself
ويشمل كل وسيلة تؤدي إلى الفاحشة
And it takes, also it encompasses any route that will bring you toward this type of sin, which is fornication here. Any route that will get to, that will bring you toward it is also prohibited.
ويقول الله في آية أخرى.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another ayah.
ولا تقربوا الزنا.
And do not approach zina, fornication.
إنه كان فاحشة وساء سبيلا. طريق سيء.
It is a fahisha and it is its route, this way of zina, is corrupt.
إذا اعتدى الناس بعضهم على بعض في الأعراض.
So if the people they attack, they transgress against each other in concerning their honors.
يؤدي لاختلاط الأنساب.
You will find that the blood relations will start to there will be transgression in the blood relations.
فقد تكون زوجة فلان.
So you will find maybe somebody's wife.
وتفعل فاحشة فتحمل من رجل آخر.
And now she might have done the fahisha and she has a child from another man.
فإذا ولدت.
So if she is to give birth.
نسب هذا الولد إلى الزوج.
This child will be called the son of her husband.
مع أن هذا الولد لم يخلق منه.
But you will not find that this child did not come from the husband in reality.
خلق من رجل آخر.
Rather, it came from another person. Another.
بسبب الفواحش حصل اختلاط الأنساب.
So you see, because of this fahisha, this great sin, the transgression concerning the blood relations has been corrupted.
وبسبب الفواحش تحصل قطيعة الأرحام.
Likewise, because of these fawahish, you will find the people cutting each other off.
فقد يرى أخته تفعل الفاحشة.
I will say cutting the kinship off.
أو ابنته.
So maybe the man will see his sister doing something like that or his daughter.
فيتبرع منها وتنقطع الأرحام.
So you will find him disowning her. He will not. That's it. The kinship there is cut off.
وقد يحصل بالفواحش طلاق بين الزوجين.
And likewise, you will find that it will lead to divorce.
وقد يحصل بسبب الفواحش القتل.
Likewise, it might lead to a killing.
فيرى إنسان أحد يعتدي على زوجته أو ابنته فيقتله.
So somebody you might find trying to harm your wife or your daughter, you kill him.
هذا معنى قول الله عز وجل.
I don't mean you do kill him. I mean you might kill him.
ولا تقربوا الزنا إنه كان فاحشة وساء سبيلا طريقه سيء.
This is the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statement, and do not even come near zina. Because it is a bad way and the route is corrupted.
فجاءت تشريعات الإسلام العظيمة.
So you find the legislations of Islam are great.
للحفاظ على الأعراض.
In trying to protect the people's honor.
فاعتبر الاعتداء على العرض من أكبر الذنوب.
So you see, it is considered that the person transgress against another's honor is from the greatest of affairs.
كما في الحديث ابن مسعود ذكرناه سابقا.
As the greatest of sins, as is in the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه that we previously stated.
لما سأل عن أي ذنب أعظم.
When he asked the Prophet ﷺ, so what are the greatest of sins?
كان في الجواب قال وأن تزاني حليلة جارك أن تفعل الزنا بزوجة الجار.
So one of the answers was, it is that you fornicate with the wife of your neighbor.
ومن تشريعات الإسلام العظيمة.
And from the great legislations of Islam.
حفاظ على الأعراض.
In order to protect the honor.
أن شرع الزواج.
That it has legislated for the people to get married.
ورغب فيه.
And in fact, it يعني encourages them to do so.
حتى يستطيع الإنسان.
So that the person may.
أن يشبع غريزته بما أباح الله.
So that the person may cure or يعني satisfy his inclinations toward this action.
ففي الحديث الصحيح قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And in the hadith that is authentic from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
يا معشر الشباب.
Oh young men.
من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج.
Whosoever of you is able or capable of getting married, let him do so.
فإنه أغض للبصر وأحصن للفرج.
For it will help him lower his gaze and protect his private parts.
فمن لم يستطع فعليه بالصوم.
Whosoever can't, then let him fast.
فإنه له وجاء أي يضعف القوة الجنسية.
So this will be something that will help protect him, meaning that this fasting, continuous fasting, will help the person's sexual drive diminish.
لكن ينبغي مراعاة الصوم.
But it should be taken in consideration the fasting.
مع قلة الطعام.
Also not to eat much after.
أما إذا صام ثم أكل أضعاف ما يأكل المفطر.
So if he's going to eat, if he's going to fast and then eat, you know, 2-3 times more than if he wasn't fasting.
فلا فائدة لا تضعف شهوته.
He has not done anything. Rather, he has not diminished any of his drive.
وأباح الإسلام.
And Islam has made permissible.
أن يتزوج الرجل بأكثر من زوجة.
That the man may marry more than one wife.
كما في قول الله تبارك وتعالى.
As in the statement of Allah تبارك وتعالى.
فانكحوا ما طاب لكم من النساء.
So marry from what you are capable of women.
مثنى وثلاث ورباع.
2, 3, and 4.
كل ذلك حفاظ على الأعراض.
This is all in order to protect the honor.
وتجد العجب العجاب من أعداء الإسلام.
And you will find the most amazing accusations from the enemies of Islam.
يشنعون على المسلمين.
That they go, they claim and accuse the Muslimin.
تعدد الزوجات.
That you know having more than one wife.
الذي شرعه الله عز ونظمه.
That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he legislated then put boundaries to.
بينما لا ينكرون الزنا.
Yet you will not find them having anything against fornication.
فممكن الرجل أن يتخذ
So the man might.
10 صديقات و20 صديقة.
He might take 10-20 girlfriends.
ولا أن يتزوج بزوجتين.
He won't marry two women.
لا يجوز للمسلمين.
It's not permissible for the Muslims.
أن يتخاذلوا.
That they become humiliated or نعم humiliated.
وكأنهم يخجلون من تشريعات الإسلام.
As if they are shameful of the legislations of Islam.
فيقول لا التعدد والتعدد كأنه يداري هؤلاء.
And he says to them, "No, really, plural marriage isn't like this and like that." In an effort to calm down these people,
بل هم يفعلون كل شيء.
Rather, you find them; they do everything.
فيفعلون الفواحش ظهارا جهارا.
They do the fornication apparently and everywhere.
ويصورونها في وسائل الإعلام.
And then they take pictures of it and everywhere.
ويقرون النكاح المثلي الرجل يتزوج رجل والمرأة تزوج مرأة.
They acknowledge the homosexuality.
ويمارسون الفواحش مع الحيوانات.
Rather, they might even fornicate with animals.
فلماذا يخجل المسلم من تشريع شرعه الله عز وجل؟
So what would make the Muslim ever shameful or humiliated of the legislations of Allah Most High?
الله عز وجل لا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, does He not know who He created and He is the one that knows. He is the Latif, the one that knows.
فالله عز وجل يعلم ما يصلح للعباد فشرع لهم ما يصلحهم.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى He knows what benefits the slaves, so He legislated what benefits the slaves.
ثم في الإسلام أيضا للحفاظ على العرض.
Likewise, there are legislations in Islam in order to protect the honor.
أباح الله عز وجل التسري وهو الاستمتاع بالمملوكة.
That Islam made permissible that the person may also quench his desire by means of having slave girls.
يقول الله عز وجل.
Allah عز وجل says.
في وصف المؤمنين.
In the characteristics of the believers.
والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون.
And those that are protect their private parts.
يعني يحفظون فروجهم.
That means they protect their private parts.
من الزنا والفواحش.
From fornication and other types of. فواحش.
ويحفظون فروجهم فيسترونها باللباس.
And that they protect or they conceal their private parts with clothing.
حتى لا يراها من لا حق له أن يراها.
So that no one that has no right to see it may see it.
يقول الله عز وجل الذين هم لفروجهم حافظون.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى says the ones that are protecting their private parts.
قال إلا على أزواجهم.
Except for their wives or spouses.
أو ما ملكت أيمانهم.
Or what their right hands possess.
فإنهم غير ملومين لا لوم عليهم.
Then they have no blame. They're not blameworthy.
لكن فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك وراء الزوجة وملك اليمين.
But whoever wants extra and more after having the right hand possession and the wives.
فأولئك هم العادون أي المعتدون.
And they are the ones that have transgressed.
وقد خجل بعض المسلمين.
And some of the Muslims became shameful.
وبعض كتابهم.
Or apologetic and some of the writer these types of authors.
من مبدأ الرقيق في الإسلام. الرقيق في الإسلام.
أي نعم. He was shameful of the legislation of having slavery in Islam.
فقد يقول ليس في الإسلام رقيق.
So he says, you know what? There is no slavery in Islam.
مستحي من الغرب.
Because he is he's humiliated from the Westerners.
وهذا لجهله.
He was humiliated by them, but this is only due to his ignorance.
بل إن من محاسن الإسلام.
Rather, it is from the virtues of Islam that we have legislated slavery.
وذلك لما شرع الله الجهاد في سبيله.
And thus, Allah سبحانه وتعالى, when He legislated jihad in His path,
لإعلاء كلمة التوحيد,
that He may raise the word of tawhid,
ولإدخال الناس في الإسلام,
and to enter them into Islam.
فقد يتصدى للمسلمين.
So there might people come to fight the Muslims.
من لا يريد الإسلام.
The one that does not want Islam.
ولا يريد من المسلمين أن ينشروا الإسلام.
And doesn't want from the Muslims to spread Islam throughout the world.
فيقاتل المسلمين.
And they fight the Muslims.
فيحصل بينهم الجهاد.
So now there's a struggle between them, and this is the jihad.
فإذا انتصر المسلمون على الكفار.
So if the Muslims now they're victorious over the kuffar.
جاءت التشريعات الإسلامية العظيمة.
Islam now the great legislations of Islam have come.
أقصى التشريعات التي أنزل الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Now what I mean is the legislations that Allah has sent down to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وليست ممارسة المسلمين بعض المسلمين الإسلام الصحيح الذي أنزل الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And I'm not talking about the actions of some of the Muslims and how they act. Rather, I'm talking about the legislations that Allah revealed to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فنهى أن يقتل من المشركين.
So he prohibited that the mushrikeen be killed.
شيخ كبير بالسن.
From these mushrikeen that he prohibited being killed is the old man.
أو امرأة.
Or a woman.
أو طفل.
Or a young child.
أو حيوان بغير حق.
Or animal unjustly.
أو أن تقطع شجرة.
Or that a tree be brought down.
أو أن يهدم شيء بلا حاجة.
Or that something is destroyed without any need.
هذا القتال الإسلام الصحيح.
This is the real Islamic fighting.
فإذا قتلوا رجالهم.
So they killed the fighters from the men.
سبوا نساءهم وأطفالهم.
And they took their women and children.
انتبه يا عبد الله يا مسلم.
Now pay attention, O slave of Allah, يا مسلم.
غير مسلمين ماذا يفعل؟
What are the others that do, the غير مسلمين؟
إذا قاتل.
If they fight.
يقتل.
They fight.
الرجال والنساء والأطفال.
عفواً, they kill the women, men and children.
ويهدم البيوت.
And they destroy houses.
ويهلك كل شيء.
And they destroy everything.
كما هو الواقع.
As we see, and it's a reality.
من صناعة الأسلحة الحديثة.
Look at the weaponry that they produce.
التي لو أنزلوها على مدينة.
If they bring it down on one city.
لمسحتها وما فيها عن وجه الأرض.
It would destroy the city. You will never know it was on the face of the earth.
الإسلام لم يأتي بمثل هذا.
Islam has not come with such type of.
جاء بالجهاد المشروع.
It has come with legislative type of.
ولا يقاتل إلا المقاتل.
And nobody is fought except for the one that's fighting.
فإذا قتل الرجال من المشركين.
So no one is killed except for the fighter against us. And if the men from the mushrikeen that are fighting are killed.
بقي النساء والأطفال.
Who's left but the women and children?
أباح الإسلام أن يتملكهم المسلمون.
Now Islam has made legislated that the Muslimin take them under their domain.
وأن يقسموا على المقاتلين من المجاهدين.
And the responsibility and they are given now among the fighters.
وأمر بالإحسان إليهم.
And they ordered that then Islam's legislation ordered that they be good toward their new slaves.
وأمر أن يطعمهم مما يأكل.
And he ordered that he eat. From the slave eats what you eat from.
وأن يلبسه كما يلبس.
And dresses as you dress.
وأباح للرجل أن يتسرى هذه المملوكة ويستمتع بها كما يستمتع بزوجته.
And he made permissible for the man to indulge in the female slave as he would with his wife.
لكن هي ليست زوجة.
But she is not a wife.
ليس لها الحقوق كما للزوجة.
She doesn't have the same rights as the wife.
فلا عقد زواج.
There is no nikah done.
ولا طلاق.
There is no طلاق.
ولا نفقة.
There is not having to spend over her as a wife.
وليس لها ليلة مخصصة يبات عندها.
He doesn't have to give her a dedicated night.
كما لو كان له زوجتان.
Like if he had two wives.
هي ليس لها حقوق كحقوق الزوجة.
She would not have those specific rights as the wife would.
لكن لها نفقة.
But she does. You do. Though he would have to spend upon her.
ولها سكن.
And she has a place to sleep and live.
وينجب منها الأولاد.
And he may even produce from her children.
وإذا أنجب منها ولد.
And if a child does come forth from the girl.
فهو ولده تماما كولده من زوجته.
It is the same child. It is that child will be just like the child that came from his wife.
فإذا مات عنها وقد جاءها ولد.
So if he died and a child came from she gave birth to a child from him.
بوفاته تكون حرة.
Upon his death, she is a freed woman.
فهذه أحكام عظيمة.
Now these are great legislations.
وأوجب لمن أقسم يمينا.
And whomsoever he swears by Allah.
ثم حنث في يمينه.
And then he has to undo this, and he can't go forth with what he vowed.
أن يعتق رقبة.
Then he must free a slave.
وكذلك من قتل خطأ بحادث مثلا.
Also the one that might have killed somebody by mistake.
أن يعتق رقبة.
He must free someone.
وكذلك من ظاهر من زوجتي وقال لزوجتي أنت عليك ظهر أمي.
Likewise, the one that makes ظهار from his wife, meaning he says to his wife, you are like my mother to me.
ثم رجع عن قوله هذا أن يعتق رقبة.
And he returns back from the statement, then he must, meaning you are like my mother to me, you're haram to me. And he returns back from that, then he also must free a slave.
وكذلك من وطأ زوجته في نهار رمضان أي جامع زوجته في نهار رمضان وصائم فعليه أن يعتق رقبة.
Likewise, the one that might have relations with his wife on the day of fasting in Ramadan, he has to free someone.
وكذلك من مصارف الزكاة يشترى الرقاب ويعتقون بأموال الزكاة.
And likewise, from the legislated means of spending your zakat is to spend it upon freeing the slaves.
وكذلك رغبة بعتق الرقاب من غير مناسبة يشتري سر رقبة ويعتقها لوجه الله تعالى.
And this is encouraging the people to just, there's encouragements to just free the people for no reason, just free them.
فأيهما أفضل؟
So which is best?
أن تسبى النساء والأطفال بعد القتال أم إبادة النساء والأطفال؟
Which is best, that everything is destroyed, men, women, or children, or that the children and women or those that are weak left over are taken into the domain of the Muslimin?
أيهما أفضل؟
Which is better?
أن تترك النساء والأطفال بلا رجال فيذهبون ويهلكون. أم يأخذهم المسلمون فيتسرونهم؟
That the women and children they're left alone with no men or protectors. Or that they are taken in and protected and taken care of.
ولذلك بعض البلاد التي دخلت حروب عالمية.
So we see some of the lands that have entered into the world wars.
وقتل فيها الرجال.
And men have died.
بقي كثير من النساء.
Many of the women were left behind.
فصار فيها فساد عظيم جدا.
We see great corruption has erupted in those lands.
قبل الحروب العالمية.
Before the world war.
ما كان في أوروبا الفساد الموجود بعد الحرب العالمية.
There was not this type of corruption that was present in Europe as we see today.
وذلك لكثرة النساء.
This is because the many women.
وقلة الرجال.
And the few men.
فقتل من الرجال الملايين.
Because millions of men died.
وبقي من النساء ملايين ملايين مضاعفة.
And many millions more than that were left off from the.
وليس عندهم تعدد.
And they don't have the plural marriages.
ولا نظام ولا 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 رقيق ولا سبي نساء.
And they don't have taking the women as slaves and keeping them.
فصار الفساد العظيم.
So you see that has created corruption.
أقول إن مبدأ الرقيق في الإسلام مبدأ عظيم.
Now we say this principle of being able to take slaves is something great.
ويكفي أن الله شرعه.
It is enough for us that Allah legislated it and made it permissible.
لكن بعض كتاب المسلمين.
Some of the authors of the Muslimin.
يخجل من هذا المبدأ.
They're shameful of this.
وربما يؤوله ويحرفه.
So they might want to, you know, give it a different light or water it down.
مع أنه في القرآن.
Even though you find these rulings in the Quran.
إلا على أزواجه وما ملكت أيمانهم.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, except for the spouses and that which the right hand possesses.
ويقول وفي الرقاب.
And he says وفي الرقاب meaning and in the يعني giving the zakah or the صدقة upon the slaves.
وهذه آيات صريحة.
These are clear آيات.
في بيان مبدأ الرقيق في الإسلام.
That there is slavery in Islam.
وهو مبدأ عظيم إلهي من رب العالمين.
And it is something great and is legislated from Allah.
نرجع إلى تشريعات الإسلام.
We return back to the legislations of Islam.
في الحفاظ على العرض.
And when it comes to protecting the honor,
فأمر الله عز وجل.
So Allah عز وجل.
المؤمنين والمؤمنات.
The believing men and women.
بغض الأبصار.
That they put down their gazes.
يقول ابن القيم رحمه الله.
ابن القيم رحمه الله said.
إذا أراد الشيطان يدخل إلى قلب المسلم إلى قلب الإنسان.
The shaitan he wants to enter into the heart of the people of the Muslim.
فإنه يبحث عن أضعف نقطة يدخل من خلالها إلى القلب.
He finds the weakest point in the heart to enter into.
والإنسان فتحات في بدنه إلى قلبه.
والإنسان إيش؟
فيه فتحات.
And the human being there are certain routes to his heart.
وأضعف فتحة يدخل منها الشيطان.
And the weakest point that the shaitan may enter into the heart through.
فتحة البصر.
The eyes.
الشيطان ممكن يدخل من العين إلى القلب.
Shaitan he may enter directly into the eyes, right to the heart.
من الأذن إلى القلب.
He may enter from the hearing right to the heart.
من الفم إلى القلب.
From the mouth to the heart.
لكن أضعف نقطة يستطيع أن يدخل منها.
But the weakest place that the shaitan uses.
النظر.
Is eyesight.
والله يقول في كتابه قل للمؤمنين.
And Allah سبحانه وتعالى says in His book and say to the believers.
يغضوا من أبصارهم ويحفظوا فروجهم.
To lower their gaze and protect their private parts.
ثم قال وقل للمؤمنات.
And then he said and say to the believing.
يغضضن أبصارهن ويحفظن فروجهن.
To lower their gazes and to protect their privates.
فأمر الإسلام بغض البصر.
So Islam ordered with lowering the gaze.
وأمر بحفظ الفروج.
And protect or concealing and protecting the private parts.
ورتب عقوبة شديدة على الزنا.
And there's a severe punishment that was legislated if zina was to happen.
فإذا كان غير محصن غير متزوج.
So if the person he's never been married.
وفعل الزنا.
And he did the fornication.
فعقوبته في الإسلام.
His punishment is in Islam.
أن يجلد 100 جلدة.
To be whipped 80 times.
أمام طائفة من المؤمنين.
In front of a congregation of the believers.
لا يجلد سرا.
He does not get whipped in private.
ثم يغرب يسفر من بلده لمدة سنة عام.
He doesn't get whipped in private. Then he is to be exiled for a whole year out of his land.
يقول الله عز وجل.
Allah عز وجل states.
الزانية والزاني.
The fornicating man and women.
فجلدوا كل واحد منهم 100 جلدة.
the fornicating man and woman, then whip one, each of them 100 times. And you should not feel any type of sorrow for them or sadness. And a group of the believers should watch.
أما الزاني المحصن المتزوج
as for the one that has made zina and he is he's been married
الذي سبق أن تزوج ودخل على زوجته
he's been married and he has had relations with his wife and he has had relation and he has been married and entered into his wife
فإن عقوبته يرجم بالحجارة حتى الموت
his punishment is that he is to be stoned until death
فإن قال قائل
So if somebody says,
هذه عقوبة بشعة
This is an ugly this is something that you know this is an ugly punishment
فالله عز وجل أعلم
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he proclaims
لما يصلح عباده
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more knowledgeable of what will benefit his slaves
ولو كانت هذه العقوبة تنفذ
So if this punishment was to be put forth
التي قد تعطلت حتى في بلاد المسلمين
that has been it's no longer even used in the lands of the Muslims
لا ما وقعت الفاحشة أصلا
We would not find the people falling into the zina in the first place.
لو خرج الناس بعد صلاة الجمعة.
If the people after صلاة الجمعة were to leave the masjid.
من الجامع الكبير المسجد الكبير في وسط البلد.
In the big masjid that's then in the middle of the town.
ثم رأوا رجلا قد أتي به.
And then they find a man that's being brought forth.
وأنه زاني.
And that he is a fornicator.
ثم دفن في الأرض إلى وسطه.
And then he is to be dug into the ground until half of him.
ثم جاءوا بالحصى ورجموه ضرب حتى يموت.
And they bring forth the rocks and stone him until he dies.
جمهور الناس هل يفكر أحدهم أن يزني؟
Now these people, all of them that saw this.
لكن كما قيل.
Now all these people do they, that saw this. Do you think?
من أمن العقوبة من أمن العقوبة ساء الأدب.
Do you think that they will ever commit fornication? And it's been said.
لما
whoever. Whenever the punishment is not to be implemented,
من أمن العقوبة ساء الأدب.
Whoever, يعني, whenever the implementation of the of the punishment is not implemented, then you will find the people's manners become corrupt.
الآن مثلاً سير المرور عندنا في البلاد العربية.
For instance, now, when you know the car is driving.
فيه فوضى كبيرة.
There's a lot of chaos.
وحوادث كثيرة.
And we have a lot of accidents.
أقل حال إذا مت فيه اثنان ثلاثة.
You know, the smallest accident we have, 2-3 people die.
لكن في دول غربية.
But we find here in the West.
عندهم شدة في تطبيق القانون في المرور.
They implement the laws of they implement the laws on the streets.
فالناس يلتزمون في نظام المرور.
So you will see and find the people they are you know they're paying attention to the rules.
لكن لو تركوا للناس.
So but if they had left the people.
لعمت الفوضى.
Then chaos would likewise become widespread.
الآن الزنا لماذا كثر؟
Now. Fornication. Why has it become? Why has it been widespread like that?
لأن ما في عقوبة لمن يزني.
There is no punishment for the one that commits zina.
الله عز وجل أعلم بما يصلح العباد.
But Allah سبحانه وتعالى, He is the one that has more knowledge and has the most knowledge of how to fix the slaves' problems.
فجعل العقوبة الشديدة للزنات.
So He made this extreme punishment for those that fornicate.
حتى يحذروا من الوقوع فيها فيحافظوا عينئذ على مجتمعهم.
So that others might take it into consideration and the honor of the people is to be protected.
وما استطاع أن يفعل فاحشة.
Whosoever is able to do the fahisha.
بعيدة عن نظر الناس.
In private, nobody sees him.
ولا يمكن يقبض عليه فتقام عليه العقوبة.
And he knows that you know he won't be caught and nobody can punish him.
جاء وعيد شديد.
Then he's got another punishment that's
in نصوص الكتاب والسنة.
In the text of the book and the Sunnah.
في بيان ما للزنات من عقوبة يوم القيامة.
Showing or indicating to what the fornicators have of punishment on the day of judgment.
حتى يكون في وازع داخلي في قلوب الناس بترك الزنا.
So that even if these laws aren't being implemented. That the person will have something in his heart against doing zina.
فقد رأى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
مكانا مثل التنور.
Or he saw some place like you know where you light
fire. الذي يخبز فيه الخبز.
نعم. Where you know the bakery where they.
وفيه رجال ونساء يصرخون.
And in it were men and women that are screaming.
وتأتي النار من أسفلهم فتحرقهم.
And then help by the fire is coming from underneath them and burning them.
فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام سبحان الله ما هذا.
Allah, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "Subhanallah, what is this?"
فقال له الملكان.
So the two angels said to him.
هؤلاء الزنات.
These are the fornicators.
والزواني.
And the fornicating men and women.
هكذا يفعل بهم يوم القيامة.
This is what's done with them on the day of judgment.
في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة.
In a day that, on that day, it's the amount of 50,000 years.
وهكذا في التشريعات الإسلامية العظيمة.
Likewise, the great legislations of Islam.
منعت كل ما قد يؤدي إلى الزنا.
Has prohibited anything that might get you to zina or is approaching zina.
فنهى المرأة أن تسافر من غير محرم.
For instance, it has prohibited the woman to travel without a mahram.
ونهى الرجل أن يصافح المرأة.
Likewise, it's prohibited for the man to touch or shake hands with the woman.
ونهى الرجل أن يخلو بالمرأة في مكان مغلق.
And it has been prohibited for the man and the woman to be alone in a place that is concealed.
ونهى المرأة أن ترق قولها في الكلام.
And he has prohibited the woman to speak in a light tone with men.
ونهى المرأة أن تصف مفاتن أختها لزوجها.
And he has prohibited the woman from describing her sister to her husband.
وأشياء كثيرة في تشريعات إسلامية.
And many legislations in the legislations of Islam.
للحفاظ على الأعراض.
In order to protect the أعراض, the honors.
فالعرض أمر مهم جدا في الإسلام.
So honor is a great affair in Islam.
له أحكام كثيرة عظيمة.
It has many legislations and rulings.
قد تتعجبون إذا قلت لكم.
You might be amazed if I said to you.
من الحفاظ على الأعراض.
In protection of the honor of honor.
مشروعية الطلاق.
That you can get. Then you could divorce.
لماذا؟
In order to protect your honor, you could divorce. But why?
لأن الحياة قد تتعذر بين الزوجين.
Because life might become tough between the two spouses.
وتكره المرأة هذا الزوج.
And the wife might not like this. She might hate.
أو يكره هذا الزوج هذه المرأة.
Or the husband might hate the wife.
أو لا يحصل بينهم توافق.
Or between them, they can't really get to a point that they can agree.
فلو منع الطلاق مطلقا.
So if now. Divorce has been prohibited. Period.
لتعطلت مصالح هذه المرأة.
Then the woman that hates the man, she, you know, it would be hard for her to.
وتعطلت مصالح ذاك الرجل.
It would be, they would not be able to مصالح يا أخي. They would not be able to complete their benefits, get the benefits out of each other.
فتحصل خيارات زوجية من الزوج والزوجة.
So you might find there's deception between the wife and the husband.
بسبب أنه لا يستطيع أن يطلقها.
Because he can't divorce her.
أو ربما يستطيع أن يطلقها.
But maybe he can divorce her.
لكن هناك قوانين كثيرة.
But there are so many laws and bylaws.
جائرة ظالمة.
That are transgressing and oppressive.
بحيث إذا طلقها.
Because if he does divorce her.
أخذت البيت وما حوى.
She takes the house and that which is in it.
فهو حينئذ ماذا يفعل؟
You know, at that point, what is he going to do?
لا يطلق.
He can't divorce.
حفاظا على ماله.
Because he wants to protect his wealth.
فيضطر حينئذ أن يذهب ليقضي الفواحش والعياذ بالله.
So what is he going to do now? He's got to go make some zina.
لكن الله يقول فعل الطلاق.
But Allah سبحانه وتعالى says about divorce.
وأن يتفرقا أي الزوجين كل منهم يذهب بطريقة وأن يتفرقا.
And if each of the spouses they go their separate ways.
يغني الله كل من سعته.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى will give from His vastness that which suffices them.
فقد يغني المرأة برجل خير من زوجها الذي عندها.
So maybe the woman she will be blessed with a husband that's better than the one she had before.
وقد يغني الرجل بزوجة خير من الزوجة التي عنده.
And maybe the man he will be blessed with a better woman than he had before.
وفي الحديث الصحيح.
And in the hadith that's authentic.
أن مغيثا رجل اسمه مغيث.
That a man named مغيث.
متزوج امرأة اسمها بريرة.
He was married to a woman named بريرة.
وكان مملوكين.
And they were both enslaved.
فعائشة رضي الله عنها.
And عائشة رضي الله عنها.
اشترت بريرة واعتقتها.
She bought بريرة and set her free.
فصارت بريرة حرة.
So بريرة now she's a free woman.
وزوجها مغيث مملوك ما زال مملوكا.
But her husband مغيث is still enslaved.
فكرهت أن تعيش معه.
And she hated to live with him.
لا تريد أن تعيش معه.
She doesn't. She never liked him. She
ما تستطيع.
She can't. She can't find it in herself to.
وكان يحبه حبا شديدا.
But this guy, he loved her a lot.
فجاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شافعا لمغيث عند بريرة.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he came as an intercessor for مغيث with بريرة.
الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم على جلالة قدره.
كيف؟
الرسول على جلالة قدره وعلى مكانته عند الله وعند المسلمين.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم now with all of his respect for all the respect the Muslims have for him and his greatness.
من تواضعه جاء يشفع لهذا المملوك عند زوجته.
You find him so humble that he came to intercede for this enslaved man with his wife.
فقال هل لك في مغيث؟
He said to her, maybe you could get together with مغيث.
فقالت يا رسول الله تأمرني هذا أمر منك؟
She said, يا رسول الله, are you ordering me?
أم شفاعة؟
Or are you just having pity on him and interceding for him?
إذا كان أمر من الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So if it is a command from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم,
فلا يسع أي مسلم أو مسلمة أن يرد أمر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم,
it's not within the Muslim's capacity to refuse the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's command.
وإذا كانت شفاعة,
but if it is an intercession,
فلا أن تقبل ولا هل لا تقبل.
So she may accept, she may reject.
فقالت يا رسول الله تأمرني أم تشفع؟
So she said, يا رسول الله, are you ordering me to go back to him or are you interceding for him?
فقال بل أشفع.
He said, no, I'm interceding on his behalf.
فقالت لا حاجة لي فيه.
So you know what, I really don't want to go back.
فأبت أن ترجع إليه.
She refused to go back to him.
فكان يطاردها في سكك المدينة.
And he would just follow her everywhere in the Medina.
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم العباس.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to العباس,
ألا تعجب من حب مغيث لبريرة ومن بغض بريرة لمغيث؟
He said, do you not find the love of مغيث for بريرة and the hatred of بريرة for مغيث?
فهذه المرأة ما استطاعت أن تعيش معه.
She hated him.
تصوروا أنها ردت شفاعة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
To the point that she refused the intercession of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
حتى لخاطر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما استجابت.
Even for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's sake, she refused to go back to it.
فالزواج مشروع.
So therefore, getting married is permissible.
والطلاق مشروع.
And divorcing is permissible and legislated as well.
وما أحسن أحكام الإسلام.
And how great are the legislations of Islam.
لو أخذ بها الناس.
The people just took them in and.
والعيب اليوم.
And today that which is shameful.
وكل يوم.
And every day.
في تطبيق المسلمين وتقصيرهم في تطبيق الأحكام الإسلام لا في الإسلام.
In implementing the Islam. And their shortcoming in implementation of it, but you will not find the shame in an Islam itself.
كيف الله يقول اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم.
How could that be? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says today, I have completed for you your religion.
دين أكمله الله.
A religion Allah has completed.
وأتم نعمته علينا.
And He bestowed His ni'mah upon us.
ما ظنكم سيكون هذا الدين؟
What do you think this deen? What is the place of this deen and position of it?
إنه الدين الكامل من كل وجه.
Rather, it is the deen that is most complete from every single angle.
اكتفي بهذا.